something I for sure love having in my home is super clean countertops. And I love when it smells good too. So you can bring the vacation vibes to your home with coconut scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy with a refreshing scent that'll transform your space into a tropical island retreat and give you a powerful clean. No plane ticket required. Unleash your self-expression with the enchanting coconut fragrance of Clorox Scentiva. You can get yours at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. All summer, the best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget. I feel like there are so many weddings right now and even people planning vacations for the summer, celebrating a birthday, whatever the case. Maybe you're just going on a trip for something and you need a new carry-on. Well, Macy's has got you covered. Macy's Friends and Family Sale, the one you wait for, where you can get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. They've got 15% off beauty, makeup, and more, plus free shipping at $25, April 25th to May 5th, Macy's.com and in store. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. My social battery right now is closer to drained and very far away from bursting with energy. That is because I have spread myself too thin. So what I've had to do is press a quick pause on my life and ask myself, what can I do to recharge and then also not get myself back into this position again? And pausing with the question is a tool that I learned in therapy, a check-in tool. Therapy has given me so many tools, very simple ones such as that one, to more involved ones like setting big boundaries. And it isn't just for those that have had some big life event or experienced major trauma. It's for everyone. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Get yourself some tools to have in your toolbox. It's entirely online. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can also switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. I'm about to go try to press pause so that I can come up with a plan to recharge my social battery. And I'm thankful for that tool. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/4things today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/4things. Happy Tuesday. Welcome to The Fifth Thing, the Amy and Kat chat. And we always start the Tuesday episodes off with a quote. And today's comes from the El Arroyo sign in Austin, Texas. I'm born and raised from Austin, so I love El Arroyo and I love the sign and they're so clever. But I follow the Instagram account that posts the sign every single day because I'm not in Austin. I don't get to drive by it all the time, which people that get to drive by it on their way to work every day, it's got to be so lucky. Lucky you. But I saw one of the signs they put up recently was, I don't know the secret to happiness, but I've never been sad at a Tex-Mex restaurant. And I was like, yeah, I agree with that. Give me some chips, queso, guac, maybe a margarita if you happen to.
That's also just good marketing for them.
Consume alcohol. Yeah. But if not, the chips and queso and guac will do the same thing, which I love El Arroyo, but we're here in Nashville and we don't have that. But we have Chewy's, which is another Austin restaurant. And that is my jam. Oh, now I'm craving it. Mm-hmm. Now I just want Chewy's so bad. But the happiness and sad thing, which obviously this is a joke, you still might be really sad even if you get some really good Tex-Mex. But we were texting, Kat, and I don't know who originally posted this. Is this something that you posted or someone else posted and then you reposted?
I reposted.
Okay, I want you to read what this is, kind of like the thing that was the inspiration for this chit-chat that Kat and I are going to have.
So it was the I Am 30 AF account that posted it. And it is a repost of a tweet or something that somebody wrote. And it said, doctor at my checkup asked me if I had any feelings of depression or anxiety. And I said, don't we all? And she said, no.
Yeah. And I feel like I've had similar conversations like that with people in my life or even my therapist, where I have been in a place where I thought, well, everybody must feel this way because this feels so normal to me. Mm-hmm. So I don't know why it is. Like, is it a defense mechanism to be like, I'm feeling this way? Maybe I'm wrong. You can unpack this because you're the licensed therapist. But like, why am I trying to convince myself that everybody must feel this way? Or is that what I'm doing? I don't know. But let's just say it's slight feelings of depression or different thoughts that you might have. And then when I've said out loud to my therapist, like, I didn't think that this is weird because I just assumed everybody felt this way. Is that me trying to protect myself from actually having to deal with it by being like, oh, this is normal. Everybody feels this way.
Well,
I
don't know. We could figure that out for you. But what's coming to my mind are two things. One, this might fit for you. I don't know. But when I was younger, like, I've always had a ton of anxiety, like a ton. But I didn't know that I had anxiety. I literally just thought everybody felt that way because I didn't know anything different. So I just thought that was what being a human is that level of anxiety, until I literally like went to school for this stuff. And I was like, oh my gosh. That's not normal, actually. So that was a huge wake-up call for me. I don't know if some people that think that that's where they're coming from. The other part that actually I thought of when I read this was, because we have created so much content around that stuff, depression and anxiety can be like just joked about a lot.
Well, thrown around.
Yeah.
Flippantly.
Yes.
When it may not be real.
Yeah, I think that is creating this idea that, yeah, we all have this. It's just this thing that we all have, and like it's normal. When like it's not normal to feel depressed.
Yeah.
It's not normal to feel anxiety. And so I wrote this whole thing on Instagram about the difference between removing the stigma from stuff and normalizing it, and how we kind of interchangeably are using that. Normalizing and destigmatizing are very different.
What's the difference?
They sound the same to you?
Well, to be honest, yeah.
Okay.
They do. Because okay. I'm racking my brain right now for examples of like, normalize this, normalize that, which to me equals like, let's take the stigma away from it. Same thing.
Yeah. Well, I think there's the normalize going to therapy, right? Like going to therapy.
Yeah. So therefore, if for people to perceive it as normal, it needs to be destigmatized because there's some sort of stigma around going to therapy.
So I think that there are these things that like sometimes can exist together, but they are not the same thing. They can exist together, but they're not the same thing, because when you are destigmatizing mental health conditions, like there's been so much work that I'm so grateful for. It is so different the way that people talk about therapy and mental health in like our generation than like our grandparents. It's very different. Now, it's not perfect, but it's very different. So I'm so grateful because we have begun to destigmatize things like depression and anxiety and other mental health disorders like bipolar. And we're removing the stigma that this means that somebody's bad or wrong or
crazy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jinx. Double jinx.
Pinch, poke, yummy, coke. Okay.
But like, that's destigmatizing. But it's not normal to be bipolar. It is not normal to, and I hate that the word normal, I even feel like these like, ugh.
Yeah, because what is normal?
Yeah,
the whole
but
thing.
It's not normal to be depressed. It's not normal to have this clinical amount of anxiety. It's not normal to have panic attacks.
Okay. So now I'm understanding the difference. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, licensed therapist Kat Defata, for enlightening me, because now I see a clear distinction.
Yeah.
My brain wasn't able to see that a minute ago, but now I get exactly what you're saying.
Yeah. Because the fear that I have in that is, if it's normal to be depressed, then I'm probably not going to go to therapy for it.
Right. Which I love that. Yeah. It's like, what is normal? Right.
Yeah.
But yes, in this case, it is important to know that it's not normal. Mm-hmm. Like, not that you're bad. It doesn't make you bad, but it is not normal to feel that way.
Yeah.
A friend was over for dinner the other day, and, you know, we were just making conversation around the table, asking questions, and this friend said to my daughter, like, hey, what's something that makes your mom happy? And her response, without missing a beat, was clean countertops. Wiping down the countertops is a simple way for me to reset, especially when the smell is just right. And by smell, I'm talking about coconut. Coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva is my go-to. And I personally love that she answered that without hesitation. that means she knows me well, and that's really special. And of course, yeah, I do love clean countertops. I love wiping them down. I will always choose the smell of coconut over anything. I don't know what scent matches your vibe, but there's coconut, there's grapefruit, there's lavender. And again, for me, it's always going to be coconut. My kitchen smells like a little tropical vacation when I use it. And I love that with Clorox, I know I'm getting a really good clean as well. So it's a powerful clean and a refreshing scent. Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. You can get yours now at a retail store near you. All right, it can be hard to pick out the right gift for the person that deserves it the most. I'm talking about the mom in your life. But thankfully, Macy's Mother's Day gift guide has the perfect gift to help mom feel special. You can shop by price, 25 and under to 100 and under. You can shop by category, like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or gift lists, like for the mom who has everything, gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted, and things for grandma. Top gifts like Dolce & Gabbana, Devotion, Eau de Perfume, Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie, which is a crossbody bag, Le Creuset Shallot Dutch Oven, and so much more. Shop at Macy's.com/giftfinder. That's Macy's.com/giftfinder.
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecova's boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecova store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
You know, the other thing that comes up in this conversation for me, it's a little bit different, but I also have this deep-seated icky feeling towards the way we even talk about these mental health disorders sometimes when we are talking about them, because we are like, when we're normalizing them, then they aren't this big deal. But when somebody's struggling with bipolar disorder, it's a huge deal.
Yeah.
Like a huge deal. And the way that people even use that in conversation is not even correct when people are like, oh my gosh, they're so bipolar.
Well, yeah, because I mean, we use that or even about ourselves if we're feeling Jekyll and Hyde-ish.
Yeah.
Sometimes we might just casually say bipolar, which is not,
but that's not even,
we shouldn't do that.
Well, we shouldn't do that, one, because people really struggle with bipolar disorder and it's a serious thing that isn't funny. And at the same time, that's actually not how bipolar disorder works. You don't just like switch from one thing to the other in like an hour or a day.
No,
it's like you have
weeks.
These periods of time and these periods of time. And so I think that really gets to me too, because when when we are throwing these things around, we're confusing what they really are. So we could be doing that with things that more of our population struggles with, like just straight up clinical depression and anxiety, of like, we're almost like removing the seriousness of them. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I don't want there to be a stigma, but I want people to know that these are real things, that we deserve real help.
Yeah. I'm going to go back to kind of what I was trying to ask you a minute ago about, like, what was I doing? Like, why was I thinking that this was normal? What was I trying to protect myself from? That's what I think. Like, if I were to dig deep, and I'm just saying this so that anybody else, in case you're of a similar mindset, is like, as long as I convince myself that what I'm feeling is quote unquote normal, then I don't have to do the work.
Oh.
Yeah. Are we there yet? So like, if I were to really get to the root of me thinking like, oh, well, doesn't everybody think this way, to my therapist and her being like, no, similar to the meme that you read of like, do we all have feelings of anxiety and depression? And she looks at her doctor and she's like, yeah. And the doctor's like, no. And my therapist, same thing, was like, no, that is not normal. But for me, I would keep telling myself, oh, wow, I didn't really think this was a concern because I thought everybody had these thoughts. But as long as I convince myself that everybody has these thoughts, then I don't have to address the thoughts.
Well, isn't that a nice little defense mechanism that you...
Yeah. So that's what I meant earlier by like trying to protect myself.
Yeah.
And I was curious your thoughts on it because, and I don't know, this is just my hypothesis, my theory as to why I might be doing that. And you listening right now, you might have a similar defense mechanism or a completely different defense mechanism. Yeah. But oftentimes we can try to do something to convince ourselves otherwise because we don't want there to be...
So it's not that big of a deal. Mm-hmm. You know... This makes me think of, there's an esthetician that I love. You can find her at the Nashville Esthetician. She's awesome. She's been on Uni Therapy before. And she has this thing that she'll say like, hashtag normalize pores, because you know how like it's kind of, well, I think it's shifting a little bit, but there's this like idea that like we want this like glass looking skin that's like perfect.
And with no pores.
Yes, with no pores. She's like normalizing pores. And her point in that is like, pores aren't that big of a deal. Like, this isn't a big deal. Like, this isn't something we should be like afraid or run from. But at the same time, when you're normalizing depression and anxiety, it's normal. It's not that big of, you're saying it's not that big of a deal. And then you're not paying attention to it. Mm-hmm. So it backfires on us.
Yep.
So I want us to normalize things, yeah. But I also want us to remember that there are things that deserve a lot of attention. Maybe not want to pay attention to it all the time. No. But to get the life you want, it seems like you might have to.
Well, sometimes I use a magnifying glass and my pores seem even bigger. That could be a metaphor for something here.
Amy, we're going to start a book and it's going to be Amy Round's Metaphors.
Well, because...
you are getting good at...
I know one time we had the food on the plate thing that we did, but... I think that if I were to just be looking in my normal mirror, hold on, I'm trying to unpack the metaphor here with you. Actually, I'm creating it as we talk. I can't decide which part's the negative part because the magnifying glass for my pores is bad. But in my life, in my therapy, in my thoughts, sometimes I do have to use a magnifying glass. Mm-hmm. Ugh, metaphor didn't quite work out like I thought it was going to.
And I think the point that I'm really trying to make is like, there are some things that need to be normalized and there are some things that don't.
Right. So there's some things you need to use the magnifying glass for and there's some things that you don't. Yeah. Like you don't need to use it for your pores.
No.
But you do need to use it to take a look at some of the stuff you might have going on.
Yeah.
There. Boom.
Done.
Nailed it.
Put it in the book.
Magnifying glass, metaphor. Done. Peace out. Thank y'all so much for loving the fifth thing, the new Kat and Amy chat. Like, we're getting feedback from you and hearing the emails or seeing the emails. Not all episodes are going to be email related. I know they're more kind of just conversations that Kat and I are having, but we are building episodes where they will be centered around emails. So make sure you send us in any questions you have. fourthingswithamybrown@gmail.com. Put fifth thing in the subject line. You can find Kat on Instagram at kat.defatta, DEFATTA. And then I am at Radio Amy. And you can also hit up radioamy.com if you want to. You can rate and review the podcast here if you want to. That'd be amazing. And you can also check out Kat's podcast, You Need Therapy, wherever you listen to podcasts. All right. Thanks. And I will see you on Thursday for Four Things. Bye.
Bye.
Ah, summer. The best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget. All right, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth that no matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can really make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through things. Now, BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. BetterHelp.com. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.